Welcome, and thanks for listening to Making It Plain Podcast, teaching God's Word in practical terms to inspire change in people's lives. I'm your host, Brother Matt.
See, I know that this is not a message that is going to go over easy, that's not easily accepted, especially in these days and times where you could flip through the channels on television or on the stations, on the radio, and basically the type of messages or preaching or teaching is done nowadays is all encouraging, positive, you know, God got a blessing for you, and don't let your past keep you from your destiny, and God got a blessing, speak a blessing over your life, and your breakthrough is coming. And see, people love to hear these type of messages, and I'm not saying that there's not a time and place for a message like that, but the gospel is supposed to be balanced. And so that's those type of messages, that's all we hear today. We hear the positive, but we don't hear the negative. One thing I realized in my Christian walk is that, do you know who the hardest person it is to convince that they're not right with God? The hardest person to convince that they're not right with God. It's either the person who attends church regularly, or a lot of times the person who was raised up in church. See, someone who just straight up never went to church or don't go to church, they'll tell you, oh, they'll know they're not right with God, but you know, they're not ready. Oh, you know, they're not ready for that yet. But there's a lot of people that's in church, that's sitting right there in the consecrated pews, that are lost. You might say, now why? What are you talking about? Why is that? Why was that? Why is that? See, many people equate church with a club membership. If I attend regularly, if I dress the part, if I speak the lingo, praise the Lord, God bless you, God is good all the time, God is good, then I'm in. I'm a member. See, but true membership into God's family isn't by filling out a membership card. True membership into God's family isn't by giving the preacher your right hand and fellowship. You know, true membership into God's family isn't, oh, well, because my grandmother went to church and she taught me about God, that's what made me a member. No, see, true membership into God's family is when you make a conscious decision to accept Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. When God imparts life into you, you no longer identify with the world, because now you view life different. You view it from God's perspective, and that in turn makes you think, makes you talk, and makes you live different than you did before. You don't view sin as something pleasurable to indulge in, but now you view it as something that angers God. You see, a true Christian is devoted to God and all he stands for, which is holiness. 1 Peter 1:14 through 16 says, as obedient children, do not be conformed to the former lust which was yours in your ignorance, but like the Holy One who called you, be holy yourselves also in all your behavior. Because it is written, ye shall be holy, for I am holy. See, Christ died for our sins, not just so that we would be forgiven up for them, but he died and rose again so we would be set free from them. You see, he died so that we would have the power from within to resist evil and to live lives that please God. Romans 6:6 says, we know that our old unrenewed self was nailed to the cross with him, in order that our body, which is the instrument of sin, might be made ineffective and inactive for evil. Why? That we might no longer be slaves of sin. You see, to be a Christian means to be Christ-like or like Christ. It means you are a person that has come to realize that you can't continue to live life here on earth apart from God. See, that is like the greatest lie that the devil has ever spun. And that's like the greatest sin for man to believe that he can live life here on earth apart from God. That he is a God unto himself. He has no one to answer to. But to be a Christian means to be Christ-like or like Christ. It means you are a person that has come to realize that you can't continue to live life here apart from God. You have come to the conclusion that no person, place, or material thing could ever complete you. You see, the only way to truly experience the new birth in Christ is to fully place your faith in him. And when you really and truly place your faith in Christ, to truly and genuinely experience the new birth, you have to be willing to give up your life. Give up your life, your way of thinking, for God's. Only then do you truly experience the new birth. You see, when you repent of thinking that you can live life without God, and now that you have placed your faith in Christ, you see, when you have repented of thinking that you can live life here on earth without God, and then you have truly placed your faith in Christ and you have given up your life for his, what takes place is the new birth. And now you want to pattern your life after his. You want to live a life that pleases God. You see, once you have been truly born again, you can't stay the same. See, a change takes place. Where before, you didn't care 2 cents what God thought about how you were living or what you was doing or how you was conducting your life. But now, once you have truly experienced the new birth, now that's all that you can think about. That's all you want to think about is, how can I please God? That's why you read the scriptures. You have people that say that they are Christian and they don't even read the scriptures. The scriptures is our guide. It's our handbook to explaining and telling us how God expects us to live. You see? So once you have truly become born again, it's impossible to stay the same. Because when you become born again, the Spirit of God comes into you and changes your life from within. You see, I like how one man put it, that if you took 1,000 cats, and out of those 1,000 cats, one of those cats, the Spirit of God came into it. So out of 1,000 cats, and God put his Spirit into one of those cats, don't you know, out of those 1,000 cats, that one cat that God put his Spirit in, that one cat would stand out among the other 999. You would see that cat and you would say, something is different about that one cat. You might not even be able to put your finger on it, but you would say, something is different about that one cat. That's how it is when we are truly born again and have been filled with God's Spirit. We are different. We are changed from within. Ephesians 4:22-24 says that in reference to your former manner of life, you lay aside the old self, which is being corrupted in accordance with the lust of deceit, and that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind and put on a new self, which in the likeness of God has been created in righteousness and holiness of the truth. See, we must understand that we are living in the last days of human history, where a true Christian is no longer clearly defined. The lines are blurred. And instead of the church injecting itself in the world and culture and influencing it, we live in the days and times where culture and the world is now influencing the church instead. You see, a conservation project must be established in order to preserve the true Christian. So, what I'm asking of you today is, will you stand up and join hands with me and stand up for God and be a living example of what a true Christian is supposed to be? For the Bible says, "For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all men, instructing us to deny ungodliness and worldly desires, and to live sensibly, righteously, and godly in this present age, looking for the blessed hope and appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Christ Jesus."
Thank you for listening to Making It Plain podcast. Until next time, God bless.